Now, my thing cut off, so I'm going to have two parts to this. I don't know where it ended, but it did end at one point in time. I'll have to find out where. I had to come up with another. It does this sometimes when I get going. I find it kind of interesting when it does that. And so I have two parts to it. I got the hang of this thing now. I don't know why it does that. When it shuts down like that. And I find it very interesting sometimes. So there'll be a little bit of a break in. I'll have probably two recordings of this now. Part A and B. Now I should be back online. And talking, because, see, I have a 24-hour loop that cuts in. And when I'm not talking. So, anyway, as I was saying, that's how they're controlling it, through the children in the schools. And this is how it's done. Oh, I'm not getting off track. The Dimensions of Personality books made by Dr. Rhoda Loran, she says, and I quote, "The DOP demotes and patronizes the parents when it isn't showing them to be mean. It lacks in sensitivity to the child's feelings." And I was talking about gradual subversion of the culture. That was what I was last speaking about, right? Gradual subversion of the culture. Ah, man. I'm not sure exactly where that break was. We're talking about gradual subversion of the culture. I probably need a little bit more than that before that, what I said before. Because I get on a start, man, so I keep moving. You know, a gradual subversion of the culture leads to adults being anti-family. And that's what this DOP has done. This humanist attitude has done. In your schools. So this DOP demotes, patronizes the parents when it isn't showing them to be mean, lacking sensitivity to child's feelings, lacking understanding of his needs, unreasonably demanding, unable to understand the limits of the child's ability. Unquote. So your parents are also pictured in the book as holding foolish and false values. Children are told that their parents lack the skills to be good parents. And that the children have a reciprocal obligation to the parents to help them function optimally. So is any any confusion as to why the children of today are rebellious against parents? We were taught to be rebellious in the 1960s, baby boomers. So it's carried on to your children. As that cold wash of the 1960s. After all this been taken down and printed, after the heads of the children have been filled with this subtle and not so subtle attacks on the parents, all the parents stand for, then the author tells the children that they should like and respect their parents at the same time. To cover it over. Man. You have the encounter groups in the humanist circle. Oh, these encounter groups. All right, everybody split up in little groups. You go over here, Mary Jane over there. Here we go. All right. They have you write diaries. I've got one I wrote from 11th grade. I remember it now. Teachers make files in each one. So if I were to write in my little diary, honestly, and say, well, I go to this pet store and I get these rats, these little mouses. I feed them my pet boa. And I love taking the wings off of flies. And I carry a pair of scissors in my back pocket. Now, I imagine my parents would get a phone call. I mean, I never did that. But, you see, I guarantee you. Now, today, the Child Protective Service will be right there at your door. So you get your kids to write little diaries, and they read them under the pretense of how good can you write. They're gathering information. And then they know how your child thinks. Johnny, come up. This is really good what you've written down. But you know, and that's how they do it. They're taught to do that. To change the thinking. Values, clarification. I'm so spilling the beans today. So spilling the beans. This article is written, Deterioration Effects in Encounter Groups. By Harley Roebuck and Eberwitz of Vanderbilt University. As another Illuminati University, Vanderbilt. I guess Vanderbilt it. There are reports on casualties that range from lasting psychotic reactions to increased anxiety and depression and confusion, emotional disturbances and all that. Today you call ADHD and put drugs in their body. Then they commit suicide. Any questions? I find that disgusting. But the parents don't realize what's going on. You would if you take the time. As I told you about an hour and a half ago. This Dr. Rhoda LaRand, in a discussion of encounter groups and group therapy, which a lot of teachers are using, so that too many teachers lack the ability of a guidance counselor therapist. She says that too many teachers think they're superior to parents in understanding the child and the child's abilities. Loran says, and I quote, "Far from aiding learning in the normal child, the group encounters are causing many problems. They have arousal of strong emotions they can't control, stripping away of defenses, questioning of parental teaching, creating guilt and anxiety and disturbing the quintessence of required for learning." And you wonder why your kid's having trouble learning and can't sit still. Besides being bullied and the teachers aren't doing anything about it. Drinking too many Cokes, making them all hyper. They're bored, the ones that's overly smart, they're bored. Because of watered down teaching. Oh, your kid's got ADHD. And that's a lie. Well, my kid's a lot better now that he took ADHD. Well, no kidding. It's called antidepressants. And they're committing suicide. Do the math on that. You know, a lot of teachers will scoff whenever parents insist that the child be given basic education in reading and writing. Haven't you noticed they stop using script a lot? Use a computer. That's by another design. To reduce their peripheral vision down to the size of a screen. And then put them in front of the video games that manipulates their thinking to violence. Oh, yeah. And drop the innovative programs such as values clarification. The teachers insist that children should be taught, quote, how to live and how not to have them make their living. It's kind of though they, with something inherently contemptible about learning skills that's enabled them to support themselves. Would that not lead them to the final stage of dictatorship by becoming dependent? You know, that goes back to FDR. Besides bringing all the aliens possible in America to reduce the national sovereignty, see, it's all connected. It is all connected. Even back to 1939, right up to 2015. And they all work together. Did you know that behind closed doors, in the same speech, March 4th, 1939, FDR said in that same speech, quote, "I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only." And then he went on to say, "To hell with American people." So war was going to be used to destroy the unemployed condition, not making better jobs, not increasing education and increasing skills, but to do it with a war. He was reelected four times, and he planned Pearl Harbor. Him and Churchill both were murderers, and no different than Jimmy Carter, no different than Bush, Clinton, Obama, Ford, Nixon, Lyon, Reagan, every single one of them worked for the Illuminati, as evidence confirms. They go back to the education. You get them when they're young. Now, they don't teach about the math skills anymore. Dr. LeRand, in that time period, concluded that academic scores are diminishing almost to the vanishing point. Students are graduating without the ability to read and write. She said, and I quote, "To be fair about it, credit must be given for the fact that many students know how to collect and bury corpses. Every position for sexual intercourse, the very relevant gutter language of the slums, details of birth abnormalities, and detailed information on what formerly were considered perverse sexual acts," unquote. You see, you could turn all this around. Every night at home, you can do something to undo every day what that teacher puts in their heads of nonsense. You can turn it all around if you take the time. You're not going to change the world, but who knows what you might accomplish. Because your little kid there is like a walking MP3 player. You'd be surprised. And when you find out what's going on, you might call up a couple of your barbecue buddies and say, "Do you know what I found out the other night? What they're teaching our kids?" You ain't got to pull them out of school. You've got to undo what they did. You know, there's a difficulty compiling kind of alert lists in the humanist educationists that's been infiltrating their ideas and techniques and education system for so long. They've displaced the traditional academic methods and curriculum, by the way. In addition, they've brought their philosophy and methodology to such an extent, we find ourselves bankrupt in other ways to teach. One of the most important things to remember, though, the differences to objectives. Humanists, in every public school, every single one, every single school, they're interested in conditioning, behavior modification, and values-free indoctrination. Therein lies values clarification. At a young age, from 5 on up, so what are some of the indicators? A list. To avoid privacy-invading activities like questionnaires and journals and diaries and data banks and family trees and autobiographies, that's where they gain information knowledge. What about on some of these shows they do on TV? Jay Leno, and he goes up and you see it on YouTube where he asks him questions in the square about some about history and the students don't know. That's them testing to find out. and shown you how dumb we are and being dumbed down. That ticks me off. But they show you on these things that ask you basic questions today. They're testing in front of your eyes. Another is role-playing and reversals, social dramas, psychodramas, magic circles, group dynamics. Ask your children, are they involved in any magic circles? Harry Potter Bible study. They got one. Witchcraft study. That'll bother you, huh? Really? Group dynamics. What'd y'all do? Exactly what'd you do? I'll just tell me a few minutes. What was it? And write it down. Sensitivity training. Operant conditioning. You know, these are dangerous methods that involve psychiatrists and have abandoned to affect behavior and attitudinal changes in your children. Get them ready for the year 2025. That is a deadline, by the way. That's documented. Problem solving and inquiry techniques. You know, these procedures require that everything be questioned, subjected to scientific examination. That sure throws a Bible away, don't it? It's supposed to. Decision making makes consensus the arbitrator of right and wrong. So then you change the values of the group and you control the arbitrator of what's right and wrong. We had free choice today. No, they didn't. Their behavior has been modified and changed. They think they have. That's how they work it. Carefully scrutinize programs that stress the games and fun elements. Who Shall Survive games is very prominent today. Games with open-ended questions are most obvious to avoid. And you can closely evaluate the what's called high-interest material dealing with space. E.T., call home. It's all designed to get you used to the extraterrestrial nonsense and lie coming in the future. Close Encounters, Dungeons and Dragons, Transcendental Meditation, your TA, Humanizing, Valuing, Situational Ethics, Alternative Lifestyles that foster euthanasia, destruction of family values, living together in a kind of like a multiple husbands and wives, polygamy, Utah, Ohio, it's coming. There's a woman married her house the other day. Married her house. A man married his dog and cat or something like that. Family, it is getting way out of whack. Don't teach comparative religions. Let Satan do his own work. Concentrate on preservation of the family as a two-parent unit. If it's not obvious to you, get a health book and find out that men and women are built different. Men can do more pull-ups than women can. It just is. There's things about a man that a woman don't have. Things a woman can do a man can't do. They're made that way. Even nature thinks so. Yet we're trying to change nature. Is that not a little bit suspect? The feminine role is a wife, mother, and homemaker. Now it's spit upon by design. Family. Get this. 1960s. Oh. Television program. Love the title. They had to promote family units in those days to get people to go to Vietnam. Why? To target our veterans, to kill them with Agent Orange, with providing glycerol to the doggone communists, and so they would be spit upon when they came back. They had to go to war and to escalate the communist threat that would last throughout till 1987, and that lying Reagan saying, Gorbachev, tear down that wall. He lied through his collective teeth. Communism never did tear down the wall. Physically tore it down, it never stopped. It continued on in our schools. Well, never stopped. It continued on until today. I'm trying to get people's attention. Because you can do it to your own house. You can change it. You can turn it around. It's not easy. It's a change of attitude, change of routine. I'm a product of it. Guilty as charged. But I see it for what it really is. Now I'm trying to warn people. You can't change the world. Uh-uh. You can start with your family, though. Preservation of the family is a two-parent unit. Feminine roles as a wife, mother. And you know, back then they had a program, TV program, favorite one too, it was, Father Knows Best. That's the name of the TV program. Father Knows, can you imagine today? That wouldn't go over well at all. Father Knows Best. What kind of name of that is that nowadays? Father Knows Best. They needed that to get people to have the family unit so you'd go to fight in Vietnam. So you had to have something to fight for. Well, they provided the enemy. That's how it really worked. So you go over there. That's what I was talking about. You go over there and destruction caused by Vietnam to our troops by design. 100,000 of them had committed suicide. Since 1975 to 2012 of Vietnam veterans. Don't blame the veterans' family. Blame the Council of Foreign Relations and the elite. Those were heroes. Even the communists that fought and the Nazis, they were their own heroes because they thought they were doing the right thing. We've all been lied to by the elite of the Freemasonry. Illuminati, Skull and Bones, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. You see how it works? We've all been lied to worldwide. This is a sweeping statement I'm making. I'm opening up the whole bag of worms. You got the wife as homemaker, masculine role, the husband and father's protector. That's a basic family structure. Now you tear it down. You tear down the country, no matter where it is. Advocate, support the home, family values. And that's values clarification. Reinforce Christian values. And they're a part in the creation of this nation. That's where the law is supposed to go. You change the laws. Number of states lifted the ban for same-sex marriage is massive. Massive and growing like a cancer. Euthanasia is next. Do y'all mind if your child likes to die because of ADHD drugs or they've disabled in some way and thinks the best they just die? You don't mind that, do you? Do you mind that? You going to stop them from electing to kill themselves by lethal injection legally? It's already being done in Belgium. It's done, starved to death in London. A judge let this woman starve her child to death because she's really disabled. They're working on it in Oregon. And I'm going to tell you, cold turkey, the Wicca there is massive, doing their invocations, their pentagrams, hexagrams. That's the Star of David, by the way. And pentagrams, our stars and stripes. It's all based on witchcraft. It's time to take the country back. You're not going to bring it back by the stars and stripes and republic and all that. It's time to take your family back. It's time to go back to family values. awaiting that day when God says enough is enough. And here comes the tribulations. That's what you're waiting on. That's the main thing right there. It's not Constitution and Republic and all that stuff. Family, they've controlled us since 1789. Tomorrow I want to talk about the teachings of humanism exactly. I'm going to talk about traditional belief system and compare it to the comprehensive basic system of humanism right down to the nitty gritty. For example, God's name should not be profaned. Humanists allow profaning God's name. Says it's just an expression. God does not exist. God is a supreme being. But humanism denies the existence of God. I'm going to cover that in detail of what they're teaching your child. Exactly. I want to remind you all that I'm played up in highpointradio.net. By the way, I also want to tell y'all tomorrow how to find humanistic teaching in schools. We're going to cover that tomorrow, how to look for it. And that way you're going to know exactly what to look for. That's tomorrow. Remind you all that John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, plays my broadcast and my Bible studies on his network randomly. On his network, highpointradio.net. He's got sponsors in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. If you live up there, utilize his sponsors in those three states. And for me, he just plays my broadcasts and my Bible studies. Also, got a website, watchmenforjesus.com. And a Facebook, where you can get in touch with me the most, the best, the easiest. Watchful for Jesus. Family, tomorrow I'm going to hit the ground running again with now more detail. The funnel will get smaller. And we're going into the bottle. the bottle of orange juice. Oh, boy. I tell you what. You got to have a sense of humor these days in sort of a way. But family, it's going to get serious. Because they're going to cash in. And what they've set up, it's already started cashing in. Are you going to be ready for it? Jesus Christ is literally the only way. There is no other way. No other way. This is worldwide. All the leaders of every country are against the citizens of every country. The enemy is the secret societies worldwide. All of them. Every country. They have our special forces in 105 countries. Why? When this country implodes financially, they'll be lost out to those countries. They've got Chinese and Russian and Europeans here in America. And same thing's going to happen to China, Russia, and European countries when it goes down. It's a switchover. The plot is the secret societies against the citizens of the world. To bring to a one world government that's more evil than you can even imagine. Beyond your wildest imagination and your wildest nightmare. But Jesus Christ is coming back. And if you follow him, that is your answer. To bring your family back. It will sometimes maybe delay it. It has already 6 times in America. It's been delayed. Second Chronicles 7:14. That is the answer, you so-called Joint Chief of Staff. Bunch of cowards. You turn your back on your country to join the Illuminati. You will be judged. Family, I got to go, and I appreciate y'all coming by. And tonight, 8 to 9 is Bible study. We're going to hit the ground running. So y'all have a good night, and God bless y'all. And I'll put up both segments of this program that had a break in between, I hope I can. That kind of messes things up a little bit when I have a break like that where it jumps in the middle. Have a good night. God bless. Tomorrow, we cover extreme details. Don't miss it. Have a good night. God bless you. This is your watchman. I'm signing off.
Disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Every day.